the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Oh, it soothes my doubts, and it calms all my fears, and it dries all of my tears. That blood, it gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, it reaches to the highest mountain. Gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, it reaches to the highest mountain. Oh, yes, it does. And it goes to the lowest valley. Oh, I'm talking about the blood. It gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose. It will never.
Yesterday, once again, for those who don't know, it's the sounds of the youngest DJ in charge, Ron G. I want to say what's up to Mary, and it's that Uptown Classic. Give it to him. Take him uptown to the full of jam. Take him uptown.
for these eyes of mine are closed, and the blood in my veins is cold. When I step out of life back door, I won't be able to yawn. Feel I can't run no more. I'm gonna run. I gotta run. Every day I'm gonna run. I gotta run. While get high, but I gotta run. Valleys get low, but I gotta run. Step gets real slow, but I gotta run. I tell him I gotta run.
Praise God, and welcome. This is Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You are tuning in to my show, Empowering for All. Praise God for you. I thank God for my return listeners. And if you are a new listener this evening, praise God for you. In honor of Breast Cancer Month ending in October, I am honoring healing on tonight's show. If you have a testimony of how God healed someone who had cancer. It doesn't strictly have to be breast cancer. If God healed them from cancer, do call in 323-580-5749 and press 1, and I will allow you to be heard live on the air to share your testimony. We never like to withhold the goodness of the Lord. Praise God for my producer, Miss Nikki Rich. If there are any mishaps tonight, you all bear with me. Due to commitments, Ms. Nikki Rich won't be with us this evening, so I am going to run it, praise God, for her and continue overflow of blessings in her life, and she shall return with us next week. For those of you who are just once again tuning in, I'm Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, born and raised in Akron, Ohio. God allowed me to move to Atlanta, Georgia at the ripe age of 17, 3 months shy of my 18th birthday. I didn't know at the time that God was going to allow Atlanta, Georgia to be my mess, where in this season he is birthing my message. Now, coming from Akron, Ohio, you all have probably heard of that place. It is where the infamous, famous LeBron James for the Miami Heat is playing tonight. We thank God for you, and we know that he is actually playing tonight as well. Now, LeBron and I have not ran in the same circles, but we are from the same hometown. Once again, we just know small things. Small places can birth great things, and I thank God for me being one of those vessels. Now, here at Empowerment for All, we are here to build your faith, break down the walls of evilness, and going to move forward to empower you. We're not here to judge you. I'm here to bless you. And plant a seed in your life to move forward, Christ. Now, once again, on tonight's show, I am honoring the ending of Breast Cancer Month in October. If you'd like to share a testimony, do call in 323-580-5749 and press 1, and you will be heard live on the air. God is a healer, nobody but God. When the doctors say no, God can say yes. You just have to trust him and know that he'll make a way out of no way. Now, I'm going to stop there. We're going to go to a break. When the show started, for those of you that were tuning in listening, you were hearing the Joyce Myers Ministry Choir sing, "The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power," in honoring of God. The first Sunday is always Communion Sunday. And for those of you who have a relationship with God, you know his blood will never, ever lose its power. After that song, I played Gospel Lee Williams. You were listening to him right before the show started. Now, I am going to go to a break, and I always am a woman of her word. Now, I promised this young lady that I would play her song on my show. It is such an awesome song. Her name is Bonita Yana. And going into break, you'll be listening to I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. We'll be back in a moment.
Without further ado, I'm going to give you I Know Who Holds Tomorrow, Ayanna Gabriel's rendition.
I don't worry about tomorrow. Just live from day to day. I don't borrow from his sunshine, for his skies they turn to gray. Many things about tomorrow. I just don't seem to understand, but
Church.
I will praise you while I can.
even when I'm going through.
Even when I'm going through.
See, I finally learned, church.
I learned you were shattered.
Yeah, yeah. And I declare,
you know my circumstance
doesn't even
welcome back. I do apologize for the technical difficulty finishing up that awesome song by Gospel, the Gospel Hezekiah Praise is what I do. Right when we went to break, you were listening to Bonita Yana sing her song, I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. Praise God for Bonita. She actually called in live on one of my past shows, and the Spirit of God moved, and I'm sure she was truly blessed, and I hope she will continue to be a listener and empowering for all. Welcome back. Once again, I am your host, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. Thank you for tuning in with me tonight. I know I've got a lot of strong competition going on right now. I've got the Miami Heat playing, and you know when it's basketball, it's Heat, it's champions, it's tough. But we just praise God for those who are tuned in to get a word. I'm not going to keep you long this evening. I'm going to speak to you strong. But just to recap of what I am highlighting on tonight's show, I am honoring the end of Breast Cancer Month, which ended in October. If you or you know someone who got healed from cancer, doesn't have to be just breast cancer, do call in and share. I will put you live on the air. 323-580-5749. Moving forward, I never like to not share the trinity of the things God is doing in my life. And I name them the trinity because they are three things, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. First and foremost, you are listening to one of those trinities, part of the trinity, which is my radio segment. Tune in every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central Time, 323-580-5749. My show is produced by Miss Nikki Rich, and we are on Blog Talk Radio. I am now, God has blessed me for growth, on TuneIn Radio, iTunes, YouTube, and soon to be many more places. visit my website, www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. I will repeat, www.y, M as in Mary, C as in Candy, T as in Tom, I-E-R, empowerment4all.com. On my website, you can also purchase the third thing, which is part of my Trinity God is Doing, which is my published book. You can purchase it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and many other outlets. On my website, available through Barnes & Noble on the homepage at the bottom, or you can click on the Tragic Times link, and you can purchase it through Amazon. We praise God for those of you who have bought the book and have received feedback and you've been blessed. My book will take you through the journeys and trials of when I first said yes to God and the devil tried to upset me and discourage me every way possible. But I stood for God. I have unshakable faith. Tonight's show, I'm going to lift up the spirit of healing in God's kingdom. God is a healer. When all others say no, God says yes and can say yes. I was led to speak to you from John 11, 1 through 57. I'm not going to read every verse. I'm just going to highlight those verses. So for those of you who are not familiar with John 11, 1 through 57, it is when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Now tell me, if God cannot raise you from the dead, if God can raise you from the dead, my goodness, we serve an awesome God. God will do all things above and beyond what we know he can do. I'm going to highlight and zoom in quickly here to John 11, verse 40. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shalt see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, my God. Once again, and he that was dead, who was Lazarus, came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. Once again, I read to you John 11, verse 40 through 45, highlighting healing tonight because I'm honoring healing for the ending of Breast Cancer Month and healing in the kingdom of God. God, as you heard me read to you, sent his son Jesus, who reigned on this earth and performed miracles like none other. That is a beyond miraculous miracle and had to be astonishing, mind-blowing, and breathtaking for Jesus to raise Lazarus, who was dead. He wasn't dying. He was dead, and Jesus raised him up. Now tell me, we don't serve a good God. So it is important in the realm and the walk and the daily activity of your life that you trust God when the doctors tell you that you are going to die. God has the final say-so to overrule the doctors and heal you. But you must have a relationship and be in that place with God that you trust him. If you do not trust him, he cannot perform the miracle in you. Because remember, you can say it with your mouth, but it's in your heart that God will move. God moves on our faith, the evidence of things hoped for and not the evidence of things seen. I myself am a testimony of God healing people that I know, healing me when I had a serious medical condition. It wasn't life-threatening. It wasn't overwhelming. It didn't take me out, but it could have knocked me out. But I said when I left the hospital, I said, God, because I know you can heal, I trust you to heal me. I'm leaning on you, calling on your name in the name of Jesus. I am healed. And I share with you tonight, November 3rd, 2013, that condition which would have taken me to another level of sickness. When I went back to the doctor said, all is well. My God, he is worthy to be praised. For those of you listening, don't hesitate. Don't be ashamed. You can remain anonymous. Call in and share testimonies and uplifting of God's goodness and grace and healing empowers and encourages others to come forth and have a relationship and begin to serve, seek, and love God like never before. 323-580-5749. Press 1. I always have my show open for those who want prayer. If you just want prayer, you can still remain anonymous and call in and press 1. If you still just want to listen and be encouraged and empowered and go forth and be mighty and have more love for God, do that as well. I thank God for you. Every week God has showed me, because of my obedience of what he told me to do, He's not left me, and he's carrying me, and he's raising me, and he's lifting me higher. I am that vessel who God snatched from the secular world. For my new listeners, you're saying, who is this woman? Once again, I am that vessel who God snatched from the secular life. He snatched me from the stages. Yes, I was an exotic dancer, or some call it stripper. 6½ equal the same, meaning it's the same thing. But one thing about God, you cannot be ashamed when you begin to proclaim his name. I have no shame in my past because I left my past behind. God snatched me from the stages and took me to the pages of the Bible. Just like he did with David, I was rejected. I was in obscurity. I was in the back. I was laughed at. I was looked at funny, like, oh, my goodness, who is this? And why would God choose her? But God said, my daughter, the anointing doesn't have a set platform. I chose you because I knew that just as you were strong and had your feet planted in the street, you would have your feet and your spirit planted strong and mighty in my kingdom. I am that vessel that God is using to reach those, because I'm not judging you. I'm not coming to you holier than thou, but I'm coming to you planted and affirmative with my armor on for God. In this day and time, God is using vessels such as myself to reach the people. We are living in a time that it is a war out here. And I say that every show because continuously, week after week, I see it. Christianity is in an all-time war to stay in speaking, reaching, and being taught to people. The enemy is trying to cancel it out any way possible, but the blood of Jesus cancels everything because God is still dominion over this earth. I'm going to take a break. Once again, every first Sunday, I give glory to God because it is Communion Sunday, and his blood is powerful and will never lose power. As we go to break, I'm going to play it again. From the Joyce Myers Ministry, the blood will never lose its power. Stay tuned. Stay with me. We'll be back in a moment.
Back on Calvary.
that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the
God. Welcome back. I am your host, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You are tuned in listening to my show, Empowering for All. It is brought live to you, produced by Ms. Nikki Rich, every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central, 5:30 Pacific. Praise God for my return listeners. Hallelujah for my new listeners. God has shifted the atmosphere. My show is not stuffy. I'm not over the top holy, but I'm 100% inspirational. Empowering for All is to build your faith, break down the walls of evilness, and to encourage you to move forward in a positive direction and connect with God. Tonight's show, I am honoring, hallelujah, I'm honoring, hallelujah, the Spirit is on me. As I move, once again, as his sheep, I know his voice. Father God, I give you the praise. I honor, I magnify, I glorify, I edify, I solidify your name on high. There's none greater than you, Lord. Nobody can do what you do. There's no mountain too high, no valley too low, no places you can't go. But you can come in and do the miraculous, and that is heal, shake, break, mold, and take us where we need to be. Take us out of misery, out of pain. Bless us, elevate us, and carry us. And even when all hell has broke loose, you can sustain us. Thank you, Lord. I didn't even know God was going to shift me off path, but I have to be obedient. Honoring and lifting up healing tonight. If anyone has a testimony where you have been healed yourself or know someone who has been healed, and honoring the end of breast cancer month last month, call in and share. As we wind down the show, I still have some time left. I'd love to put you live on the air. Shout out of praise, hallelujah, to Candace Walker. She tweeted me last night. Her mother is a survivor, hallelujah, from cancer. We thank God because we know God is able. And she said that her mother not only is a survivor, she is an inspiration because she has survived cancer for over 10 years. To be exact, Candace stated her mom as a 13-year survivor. Shout out to you, Candace Walker. Shout out to you, Mama Walker. God is a healer. We praise God for you. Candace, I know your schedule a lot of times is on overflow and overdrive like mine, but I'm going to have you call in the future and just share briefly of the miraculous testimony of going through that season with God and how God moved and brought your mom to the place of healing. Thank you, Jesus. Before I went to break, I was sharing with you what God led me to go tonight, and that was from the book of John. The book of John 11, 1 through 57 highlights when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. I reiterated to you verse 40 through 45. It speaks of how Jesus raised Lazarus and the Jews came to Mary and were astonished and in shock for what they saw. That's how God is. God will shock you at the victory of and healing of what he will do in your life. Before I go forward, I have to share with you, my listeners, there was a death from one of my colleagues. Ben, he died 2 days ago at work in the office. Ben worked in my office with me for many months, a wholesome, righteous, God-fearing family man. He had been promoted to manager, and he was working in another office, but was still over at the same company. We just have two different offices. I'm actually out of town. I'm not in my hometown, Atlanta. Ben was walking down the hall, grabbed his heart because he felt a pain, fell to the ground. Paramedics were called, instantly came, revived Ben. Ben was on his way to the hospital. Ben died. My God. Sometimes in life, those are testimonies many of you have a hardship toward God because you don't understand. In times like that, our prayers are overruled because God is still dominion over this earth and his name is I Am That I Am. And a lot of times we won't have answers, but God knows best. I'm lifting my prayers in my heart for encouragement and strength to Ben's family to press forward through this time of sorrow. Ben, as your coworker, as you lift your eyes in heaven, I will miss you. Your inspiration, your great spirit, and your love for your family empowered me and lifted me up on a daily basis. You will truly be missed. Father God, on tonight, if my people who are listening, and for those who are going to tune in and listen, don't do anything else, I want them to begin to trust you and know that you are able. Healing will come in your sickness if you trust God. God, I love you so much. There's no words that can take me to where you are. But all I can do is continually praise you, lift you up, glorify you, and magnify you. Anytime we worship in the Lord, we know time exalts and just flies by. I'm going to stop here. I'm going to go to a break. And once again, I'm ecstatic. I'm happy, and I'm looking forward to moving forward and being elevated on my show. I'm going to play again the song by Bonita Yana, I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. That song just touches me in a way that just gets in my spirit for me to praise God. We'll be back in a moment.
Without further ado, I'm going to give you I Know Who Holds Tomorrow, Ayanna Gabriel's rendition.
I don't worry about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from his sunshine, for his skies may turn to gray. Many things about tomorrow I just don't seem to
yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That song, once again, welcome back. I'm Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. I know who holds me. Bonita Yana didn't know. She has only heard of me, and God led her to me, and once again, she was a live caller on my show. But in my darkest hour, in my darkest seasons, in my darkest storms and trials, I remember so many times laid out, stretched out, crying out to the voice of God. Once again, laid out, stretched out, crying out with my voice, let me correct that, to God, saying, God, if you don't do anything else, hold me, keep me, carry me, don't leave me. And Father, through the midst of this hell season, bless me. Prepare a table before me in front of my enemies. Those who have laughed, talked about, and said it would never come forth and I was crazy for choosing you. As I stand here today, November 3rd, 2013, giving my life to Christ in 1996, I stand here as a blessed testimony in my harvest season that God is a victory God. He is a healer. He is a way maker. He picked me up, turned me around, and planted my feet in his kingdom ground. God, I magnify you. I thank you. I honor you. On today's show, I want to reach out and say a prayer to all those who are listening. Father God, your vessel, I ask you, because I have a direct connection to you, that you encamp your angels around everyone listening, even everyone in the world, that you grant them the serenity and peace because your grace is sufficient. You begin to move in a mighty way, give them a turnaround in the needs of their lives. If it be the need of finances, Father, multiply. Make a way out of no way. Pay every bill, meet every need. If it's healing, God, You have the power to overrule what the doctors have said. They shall not die, they shall live. And just as I spoke of tonight in John 1 through 57, which iterates and talks about how Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. But I highlighted verse 40 through 45 when Jesus actually went and raised Lazarus from the dead. Heal them, Father. Give them healing and victory in the sickness in their body. Father God, for all those who would try and interrupt, corrupt, destroy, and defy your name and turn those away from you, God, give the people who are seeking you and wanting you and staying with you the armor, the shield of faith, the blessed plate of righteousness, their helmet of salvation, and plant their feet in your kingdom. Every day won't be a good day, but you promised us in the midst of everything you would never leave us and forsake us. God, as you've instructed me to tell your people, they need to open their doors and give an eviction notice to the devil. Let the next knock that they hear at their door be a knock that they know is from you. Open the door and let you in and let you become a permanent resident in their lives. God, I know every day things sometimes get out of order. Things happen. Just as I shared before we went to break, my colleague dying all of a sudden. We lose things. We get diagnosed with sickness, but we continuously ask you why. Father, I don't want to ask you why, and I don't want your people to ask you why. I want them to understand that while we are in the physical flesh of being blessed to live on this earth, you are dominion over us, and you sustain us, and you carry us. Everything might not be understandable, but everything is attainable through you. I want them to reach out and trust you, because the more that they trust you and build a relationship with you, you are going to prove to them that you are mighty and you are victorious. They don't need to keep up with the Joneses. They don't need to keep up with the Kardashians, but they need to keep up with you, because at the end of the day, when they need someone to go to and someone to pray with them, you are there. There's no set time. There's no appointment needed. Your door is always open. Instruct them, God. Carry them. Keep them. Cradle them in the midnight hours when the tears are streaming and their hardcoreness that they portray to the streets is not there. Come in and give them that peace and covering just like you did your vessel, your daughter, myself, so they will know that they don't have to turn back, because brightness is in the future with you, but darkness and destruction will stay with the enemy. Now, we are going to wind down, and I do have to go to a break, and I hope tonight that you have been blessed, encouraged, and uplifted. Be sure, once again, before I go to break, partake in the blessings God is doing in my life. Buy my book, The Tragic Times of a Woman. It is available on my website, www.ymcteerempowermentthenumber4all.com. I'll repeat, www.ymcteerempowermentthenumber4all.com. Tune in every week. Continue to hear me on my new radio show, Empowering for All, produced by the lovely Miss Nikki Rich, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central. We are here, and we're going forth with growth. Blog Talk Radio, 323-580-5749. Follow me on Twitter, at capital Y, capital M as in Mary, lowercase c, capital T as in Tom, I-E-R. I never like to go without saying prayer, so I'm going to say a prayer, because I do see the time is winding down faster than what I thought. I was going to go to a break and come back, but I'm going to go ahead and pray with you. There is power in prayer. God instructed me today to read to his people Psalms 71. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for reward of shame that say, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer, O Lord. Make no tolerance. Once again, that was Psalm 70, verse 1 through 5. I'm going to repeat verse 1. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Take them, God, away from the evil and wickedness and pressures of what they feel are befalling them in their lives. Make haste, it goes on to say, make haste to help me, O Lord. Help them, Father, so that they will know. By trusting you, they haven't gone wrong. They've actually turned right, and everything's going to be all right. Give them peace and saturate your grace, your love, and your blessings over their lives like never before. I'm going to go to a break, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to close. God bless you.
Shine on me like a bright light star. You find in me, might fight them hard cause you can find in me. I'ma start this spark cause you rely on me. I'ma shepherd these sheep from the street, clear your path like John while washing their feet. Give them milk and nurture all while feeding them meat. I'ma tell it to the Gentiles like the pastor told me. He said if I follow he'll save me a seat. He said I got power and my fire is heat. The dead don't devour cause his people just sleep. You marvel why I bother cause my spirit ain't weak. This feeling is real cause this feeling is deep. Your father is still, but my father you see. The kingdom is real, and with him I believe. Just an action for grace and watch the heavens release.
Yeah. You are the most. Yeah. You are the most. You are the most.
In sin, other things I do.
Yeah.
Who said your bread didn't feed the crew?
Who said
your miracles wasn't even true? Not me. I believe as a sinner. I believe the pearly gates I can enter. Keep your game of commandments tight. Rumors of you in a saved and white. Repent to the holy man for sight. Asking that man again for life. No more living wrong or living tripe. So this time I'ma do it and begin the hype. John 1, 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came from Jesus Christ himself. No more sin and delivery, I owe Satan no fees. The blood paid for mine and all those who believe. The Messiah paid the cost when he was nailed to that tree. A lifetime of suffering, he did that to free all those in bondage by that servant Louise. His blood is the cure to kill all the disease, all the sickness with poverty, all the ones who can't see. His grace is sufficient from the great to the least. In the kingdom I go to where there's groceries to eat. Seconds on mine cause he said it's a feast. No mixing of lies cause we are true to our speech. Loving is joy, no confusion in me. When I ask for more grace, he poured on me. He has blessed in store rooms who ask and will see. Believing what he says, create the world in a week. Sing.
Praise God. You are listening to Elsom Welch, Grace. He's another young artist that sent that song to me, and it touches me in such a way because God's grace is sufficient. We praise God for you. Praise God for you. Thank you so much for my listeners tonight. I am Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. My show, Empowering for All, produced by the lovely Miss Nikki Rich. I am in awe. Actually, I did everything tonight myself. Yay, God is good. Nikki Rich, due to commitments, she is a woman on the move, making things happen. She couldn't tune in and sit with me tonight, but we praise God for her and allowing me to go forth and bring to you Empowering for All. Don't miss me next week. God has placed in my heart. I will be sharing a testimony in my life that happened, that continued to happen as a young woman, of domestic violence. I wasn't a victim, but I actually saw domestic violence happen. It will put in you something that will hurt you, and actually you will have to move forward and heal your wound. And to open that wound, you know God has healed you and put you in a better place. Tune in next week. I love you. Be empowered. Know God can heal you. John 11:40-45. Read it. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. He can raise you. Shout out once again to all my listeners. I love you with the love of the Lord. Be blessed. Until next week at Empowering for All, I'll speak with you soon. Good night.
Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. If God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is
faithful
our God.
Is our God.
Come on, all over the world.
Faithful.
Say faithful.
Faithful,
faithful is
faithful
our God.
Is our God.
Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful,
faithful
is our God.
Is our God.
Yes, He is. Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is our God.
I'm reaping the harvest.
Take back what the devil stole from me. And I rejoice today.
I shall recover it all.
Yes, I rejoice.